All right, let's kick off another deep dive. Today we're going deep on how Thailand is trying to get everyone connected.
Connected.
Yeah, with mobile and internet service.
Yeah,
it's pretty ambitious.
It's huge, right? Like
yeah.
Everyone having reliable access. It's a pretty massive undertaking, especially when you think about how diverse Thailand is geographically.
I know, it's mind-boggling to imagine life without it these days, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's this whole concept of universal service, you know,
yeah.
ensuring everyone has that access. And it's something governments are really grappling with, not just in Thailand, but around the world.
Absolutely.
So to get into the nitty gritty, we're diving into the work of Peter Crampton, a real heavyweight in the field.
Oh, yeah.
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff, yeah.
He's proposed a pretty radical solution for Thailand's mobile market. And we've got this letter he wrote to a journalist laying it all out.
And it's interesting, you know, because he's not really a fan of those traditional ways of achieving universal service, like forcing companies to just build out everywhere or relying on subsidies.
So he's not into just like throwing money at the problem or twisting arms to get those remote areas covered.
No, not really.
I bet that ruffles some feathers.
It definitely does.
What's his reasoning there?
He argues that, well, those methods are just not efficient. They just don't work sometimes.
Okay, I see.
Like, think about it. You force a company to build a whole network in a place where hardly anyone lives. It might not make financial sense at all.
Right.
And then those costs, they just get passed on to us, the consumers.
Makes sense.
And subsidies, well, they sound good on paper, but they can mess things up, distort the market, and lead to higher prices for everyone.
Okay, so I'm starting to see why he's looking for a different approach.
Yeah.
So what's the alternative? What's he suggesting instead?
He calls it TIMO.
TIMO.
Yeah, Thailand Independent Market Operator.
Woo.
And the whole thing is about using, well, competitive auctions to get the job done.
Auctions. So, like, are we talking bidding on a rare antique but for sale service?
Uh-huh. Yeah, kinda. But instead of a fancy vase, it's the right to actually provide mobile and internet service in specific areas.
Got it.
And the bidders, well, they're not antique collectors. They're telecom companies duking it out to offer those services at the lowest price.
Okay. Now that's a clever twist.
Yeah.
I can see how that competition could really drive costs down and make things more efficient.
Exactly.
But how would TIMO actually work, you know, in the real world?
Well, Crampton breaks it down into three clear steps.
Three steps. All right.
The first one is all about defining what universal service actually means, you know, specifically for Thailand.
So setting the bar for the level of service everyone should be able to get, right? Makes sense.
Yep.
Does he give any specific examples of what that might look like?
He does. For mobile, he suggests a $50 a month plan with at least 10 millimeter speeds and a decent data allowance, like 15 gigabytes.
Mm.
And for fixed broadband, he's thinking a similar $50 plan, but with a much faster speed, 100 millipedes, and a 500 gigabyte data cap.
Wow, those are pretty sweet deals, especially for that price.
Right.
But I imagine the final details would be up to the Thai regulator, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Crampton's just offering a framework.
Right.
The specifics would need to be hammered out by the Thai authorities.
Gotcha.
But yeah, those examples give you a pretty good idea of what he has in mind for universal service.
Okay, so step one, setting the standard. What's next?
Step two focuses on figuring out those non-economic areas. The places where, well, the market just wouldn't provide that level of service on its own.
Yeah, I can see that. If you're a company, it might not be profitable to build out a super fast network in a remote village with only a few people.
Exactly. And that's where TIMO steps in.
Okay.
Step three is all about holding those competitive auctions, but specifically for those non-economic areas.
So it's like the government saying, hey, telecom companies, we've got these areas that need service. Give us your best offer for delivering it at the lowest price.
Right, exactly.
May the best bid win.
Haha, exactly. And the auction format Crampton suggests, it's called a simultaneous descending clock auction.
Mm.
It's designed to make that competition as fierce as possible to get those costs down for everyone.
So the prices start high and then drop gradually until a company's like, all right, we'll do it for that price.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. And the winner, well, they get a 3-year contract to provide that standard service in that specific area.
Okay.
And get this, 1/3 of those contracts are auctioned off every year.
This all sounds pretty efficient. No more guessing games, just a clear system where the goal is universal service at the lowest possible price.
It really does streamline things, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps things moving. And it's really important that Crampton, he really stresses this fairness and openness in the whole auction process.
So it's not like a a free-for-all where the big telecom giants just come in and squash the smaller players?
No, not at all.
Okay.
The whole idea is, well, anyone who can actually deliver that standard service, they're welcome to participate. So it really levels the playing field.
I like that.
Yeah, it could lead to some pretty interesting innovations too.
Yeah, so if like a scrappy little startup figures out a brilliant way to beam high-speed internet to a remote mountain village, they've got a real shot at winning a contract.
Exactly. Crampton's a big proponent of what he calls technology neutrality.
Technology
It
neutrality.
doesn't want to favor any particular technology.
Okay.
So whether it's fiber optic cables or satellite links or even something totally new,
Makes sense.
yeah, it's about, finding what works best for each situation.
Right. It's not about forcing a one-size-fits-all solution. So
No.
if a satellite company can provide broadband to a remote area more cost-effectively, that should be on the table.
Exactly. But here's the thing.
Okay.
This system isn't just about, throwing contracts around and hoping for the best. There's this built-in accountability thing.
Oh, so there are consequences if a company doesn't live up to its promises.
Yeah, they can't just coast along and collect checks.
Got it.
If a provider fails to meet their obligations, well, they face penalties and they can even get banned from future auctions.
That's interesting.
It's about, making sure this system actually works for the people it's supposed to help.
I'm starting to see why Crampton's so passionate about this. It's a system that, well, it encourages competition, it rewards innovation, and it holds providers accountable. But does he address any potential downsides or challenges in his letter? I mean, it can't be all sunshine and rainbows, right?
He does acknowledge, any big policy shift is going to face pushback,
Right.
especially from those who, well, they benefit from the current system.
Yeah.
He specifically warns against fear-mongering and encourages everyone to, think critically about these claims.
Oh, yeah. I bet there will be plenty of folks saying the sky is falling, change can be scary, and those with something to lose, well, they don't usually go down without a fight.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's urging us to, think for ourselves, look past the hype, and really prioritize, well, the interests of consumers and the public good.
Well said. And I think that's something we can all apply to our lives, not just when we're talking about telecom policy. It's
Absolutely.
about being informed, asking questions, and not just taking things at face value.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where, well, independent and insightful journalism and analysis come in. It's all about presenting those different perspectives and encouraging, that critical thinking so we can make informed decisions.
It seems like, well, that's a big part of what we're trying to do here on the deep dive,
Yeah.
helping our listeners understand the nuances of these important issues so they can form their own opinions.
Absolutely. And in the case of, well, universal service in Thailand, Crampton's offering a really fresh perspective, something that really challenges the status quo. Whether or not it's adopted, it definitely raises some important questions about, how to best achieve this crucial goal.
Okay, so let's take a step back and recap what we've learned about Crampton's TIMO model. We've got those clear service definitions, then figuring out those areas where the market just falls short,
Right.
and then using those competitive options to find the providers who can deliver at the lowest cost.
Yep.
Add in technology neutrality, accountability measures, a real focus on fair competition.
Yeah.
It does seem like a well-rounded approach.
It is, and it's a testament to his, well, his ability to take those economic principles and apply them to a real-world challenge in a practical and innovative way.
It's inspiring to see how these established concepts can be adapted to find new solutions.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if this kind of approach works for, universal service in Thailand. Could it be applied to other areas as well?
Now, that is a fantastic question, and it's something Crampton himself touches on in his letter.
Okay.
He encourages readers to check out, well, some of his other work, which explores those broader applications.
Yeah, I do remember seeing some links to his research papers and presentations in the source material.
Yeah.
We'll definitely include those in the show notes for anyone who wants to, dig a little deeper.
Oh, that's a great idea. I always encourage our listeners to go beyond our deep dive and really explore these topics for themselves. There's always more to learn, and sometimes those aha moments come when you start connecting these ideas to, well, other parts of your life.
So we've covered the core of Crampton's proposal for Thailand, but before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder.
Okay.
We've been talking about how this TIMO model could revolutionize internet access in Thailand,
Yeah.
but what about its implications, beyond telecommunications?
Yeah, it really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. And it's important to note that Crampton isn't just some, armchair theorist.
Oh, definitely not.
He's got tons of experience actually designing these auctions.
Yeah, he has.
And he's even worked with governments all over the world. So his ideas, they're based on like real-world practice and a deep understanding of how these markets actually work.
Yeah, it's not just theory with him.
Right, exactly. It adds a lot of weight to his proposal. I mean, it's one thing to have a clever idea, but
Right.
making it work in the real world is a whole different ballgame.
Exactly. And Crampton, he gets into the nitty-gritty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in his work, he gives concrete examples, does detailed analyses. He even offers like sample code for setting up these auction mechanisms. He's not just talking the talk, he's walking the walk.
That's what I like to see. That level of detail is what, separates the dreamers from the doers.
Yeah.
It's inspiring to see someone with so much knowledge who's also like really committed to making their ideas actually happen.
I agree. It shows that even these really tough problems, we can tackle them with some clear thinking, innovative solutions, and a willingness to, well, challenge the way things have always been done.
Well said. I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on today. We've explored this whole concept of universal service, dived into Crampton's TEMO model,
Yeah.
and even thought about how those principles could apply to other sectors and those big global challenges.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
It
I
has.
hope our listeners, they have a better understanding of, well, the complexities and the possibilities surrounding universal service.
Me too.
Yeah.
And remember, folks, this is just the start of the conversation. We encourage you to check out the links to Crampton's work in the show notes.
Yeah, definitely.
Do your own research and keep those brain gears turning.
Absolutely. The best deep dives are the ones that make you want to learn more.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So keep asking those questions, challenge those assumptions, and never stop exploring.
Couldn't agree more.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into universal service. Until next time, keep learning, keep thinking, and keep diving deep.
See you next time.